Blessed be the God of our salvation.
Who bears our burdens and forgives our sins.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God, our rock and refuge, keep us safe in your care and strengthen us with your grace, that we may pray to you faithfully and love one another boldly, following the example of Jesus, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings out chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
We will read the psalm antiphonally, meaning in alternating voices by whole verse. Those sitting to the right of the aisle, the same side as the lector, will read the odd-numbered verses. Those to the left, the same side as the choir, will read the even-numbered verses. Please join in reading Psalm 126. When God restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those who dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, God has done great things for them. God has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed. Restore our fortunes, O God, like the water courses of the Negev. Those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying the seed, will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There, they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She brought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Please be seated. So welcome to those of you who are not regulars at St. Martin's. This is a first Sunday, so that means we do things a little bit differently. The service is a little more geared toward our children. It's more intergenerational and interactive. And I don't give a typical sermon, but if you want the regular sermon, it was recorded at the 8 o'clock, and you can go listen to it or read it then on our website. So I wanted to make sure that those of us sitting up front, or if there are any kids who are back there who'd like to be up front, it's kind of like a little show and tell up here on First Sunday, so you'll see better, but it's fine if you want to stay with your parents or stay where you are. But for those of us up here, there was a story that was just told from the gospel, and it was about Jesus being at the home of some friends, and he knew these people really, really well. It was a brother, a man whose name was Lazarus, and then his two sisters, Mary and Martha, and they were having a dinner for him. And Mary did something really unusual. So it was not uncommon when Jesus was alive for people to need to kind of wash off when they went to a dinner, because they'd been outside, it was hot, it was dusty, and they needed to wash their hands, sometimes even wash their face or their feet. And what do you normally use when you want to wash your hands or your face, like before dinner? How do you normally wash? Would you use, I don't know, water? Yes? Might use soap? You might use hand sanitizer. We have all those things. And one of the things that sometimes people at the time of Jesus used was oil, because oil has a lot of healing properties. And so Mary does this really strange thing, and she takes a pound of very expensive perfumed oil, something called nard, and she pours it out. I'm just going to put a little bit in my hand, but you have to imagine that she's just pouring a whole pound of it, a whole lot of it, on Jesus's feet. And there's so much that the whole house starts to smell good. Now, can you smell when you get close? Can you smell the oil on my hands? So this oil has scents in it, and this would have been maybe not exactly how that nard smelled, but it smelled so good that the whole house smelled like it. And then there was so much left over that she actually had to use her hair to wipe up the extra oil. And what it reminds me of is when I baptize people here at St. Martin's, I use this oil. This oil is called chrism, and it means that it has been blessed by our bishop. Only a bishop can make this special oil. It starts off as just regular, like, olive oil that you would have in your kitchen, but then once it's blessed by the bishop, then it's to use when you baptize somebody. And what I love about ours is that it smells so good And even after I baptize the person, when you put oil on their foreheads, you say that they are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. And that smell stays in my hands. So for usually that whole day, I'm kind of thinking about the baptism and this great thing that has happened in church, because I can still smell it. It's gotten into my skin. And that's what happened with Jesus. He was so grateful to Mary. Some people got mad at her. They said, you're wasting stuff. That's expensive. You could have sold that oil. You could have given it away. And Jesus says, no. She did this because she loved me so much. And I like to imagine, because this is right as he's getting ready for actually the end of his life. And I like to imagine that as he went through the next several days, as hard things were happening, he could still smell a little bit of this oil on him. And it reminded him that there were people who loved him very much, which is a lot of what happens at baptism too. We're reminded about how much God loves us. I wanted to bring in, since I can't just give you the oil, I wanted to bring in some more show and tell things. These are things that are growing in our gardens that also smell really good. And so I'm just gonna, does anyone have an allergy to rosemary or lavender up here? Okay, because some people do. So you guys can just pass these around. You can look at them during the service. And there you go. So we have a lot of things in our world that smell really good, that remind us of how beautiful God's creation is and how much there is for us to love. Now, there's another kind of oil that I just wanted to mention quickly, because if you are in the Altar Guild, you know we have another kind of oil that we use in church. This one is called unction. Starts the same way, with just like olive oil or something typical like that. And then this one is blessed by a priest instead of by a bishop. And this is used when somebody is sick or in need of healing. And a lot of people think that Mary kind of understood, Jesus' friend Mary, that he was really facing a hard time. So she anointed him to remind him that he was loved no matter what happened and that God's healing would always be available to him. There's one more thing I wanted to talk about, and that is that sometimes we do things that we feel bad about. And that is why in church every Sunday we have something called confession and then something called absolution. So confession is where you get to like think about things that you've done that maybe you don't feel so good about, that you realized you wish you'd done differently or not done at all. And then you say you're sorry. And then we assure you together that God has already forgiven you, that God is always willing to hear you say sorry and is willing to forgive you even before you ask for that forgiveness. And that is why we have confession stones today. So this is just a way to help us think a little bit about why we sometimes need to say I'm sorry. So hopefully everybody has a stone. I'm going to explain what we're going to do before we do it. And there's going to be a little bit of break when I stop talking and you get to hold on to your stones and think about this. But the idea is that maybe it's just something that only you know you did, some thought you had that was kind of mean or whatever. And so God knows that and you know that, and it's really between you and God. But sometimes we need a way to just get it out into the open and let go of it. And that's what happens when we bring forward our stones. So this is, everyone should have a confession stone. We'll have more available if people don't have them. You'll have a chance to kind of hold on to it, think a little bit. And then we'll start this ritual of confession. We do a version of confession every Sunday. So a few times then we don't, but almost every Sunday. And this time we're just kind of putting some actions around it to help it make more sense to us physically. So when the time comes, we'll have these two bowls. One is kind of down low in case you're not super tall. And this one over here is a little bit higher, and it's okay to use either bowl. They're exactly the same. And you'll gently, because we don't want to break anything, put your rock in the bowl. Mine is all oily now, but that's okay. You'll put your rock in the bowl, and when everybody has done that, then I will say the words of absolution while I pour water onto the rocks. Now, I say those same words of absolution all the time, almost every Sunday, so there's nothing really theologically different about this, but it's just a reminder that you actually can let that burden go. And we hope that's a lot of what Lent is about when we ask you to give something up for Lent or to take on a new spiritual practice, to engage in self-examination and repentance. A lot of that is about just what do you want to let go of? And we're getting toward the end of Lent now. We've got Palm Sunday coming up next week. So this is a good time to lay that burden down. Some people say, put it at the foot of the cross, give it over to Jesus, whatever you need to do so that then when we say the absolution, you know you really are okay. God really has forgiven you and you really can just move on from there. And so it's not to make people feel bad, it's actually to make us all feel a lot better and to know that that bond of love between us and God, whether we can smell it or see it, sometimes feel it in our hearts, even when we don't, it's always there. So I am going to step aside, and in a moment, the chant will start. You'll get to hold onto your rocks, and just whenever you're ready, I'll come forward to sort of give you the signal, and then you can start putting over your confession stones and listening for that moment when you just hear God's voice saying, all is forgiven, I love you, and let's move on.
Thank you.
and now. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
Please stand as you're able. Let us affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and his Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and the world.
Creator Lord, you have given us eyes to see ourselves as we truly are, and the heart to accept your free gift of grace. Fill us now with the courage to step forward in faith, to repent of our sins, and to turn the life we have been given to your guidance and your service. O God of mercy,
we now
confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, impel the political leaders in our world, in our nation, and in our community to rally to your call and forsake the temptations and vanity of power, and to govern with integrity, equity, and truth. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, fortify and energize all who are anointed to bring us your word and sacraments. As they shepherd us in faith, we walk together toward wholeness in you. We pray especially for our Bishop Megan, our Rector Pamela, our clergy, our staff, and all the lay leaders of this church. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, sustain the faith and dispel the despair of all who are ill in body, mind, or spirit, and of all who attend to their needs. We now join our voices to pray aloud for all those in need, and especially those on our parish prayer list.
We pray for everyone who is affected by the natural disasters happening at home and abroad.
We pray for federal employees.
O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, lift us from our grief into the hope of eternal life and joy. Reunited with all who now live again in glory with you. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
O God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart and united to one another with pure affection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. You may be seated for the announcements. I'll try not to take too long with these. We have two sort of sheets for you to take home. You can always take home the whole bulletin if you want to, but we have the yellow sheet that has special announcements in it, and then we have this extra sheet because it has a lot of what's happening in the next week or so, or 2 weeks, I guess, as we move into Holy Week and then Easter. And so, gosh, there's so much to talk about. Let me just start with today. This is our last class on the book, How We Learn to Be Brave. That's happening after church today. Also today, we're continuing our move back to the altar rail for communion, and there's a little bit of an explanation in here. So if you haven't been here since we started doing that again, just sort of follow the person in front of you, I guess. But the main thing to know is the sides remain the same in terms of on this side, I intinct or dip the bread into wine and then hand it to you, even though you're at the altar rail, that hasn't changed. And on this side, you get the bread and the chalice separately, again, even though you're at the altar rail. We ask you to fill in from the back, like back by the organ pipes, but don't get too close. And to fill in around the altar rail, you can stand if that's easier for you, or you can kneel. And the ushers are up front to sort of hold people back until everybody who's been up here has taken their turn and they've left, and then we fill the whole thing again from the back to the front. So it sounds more complicated than it really is, but it just takes a little getting used to. So that's communion. We also have, gosh, just all kinds of things happening up. We have some signups in the narthex for things that are going on as we get closer to Easter. Next week is Palm Sunday, and in between the 8 o'clock and the 10 o'clock service, we have our donkey friends coming back to visit us. So Larry and Jenny will be here. They will be part of the palm procession outside before this service starts. You don't want to miss that. And I have Tim here without a microphone. Oh, we didn't think that through.
I have a very loud voice. I don't need a microphone. So it's quiz time. Please raise your hand if you know what the acronym SJNO committee stands for. Colette.
Social justice and outreach.
Very good.
Social justice and outreach.
Please raise your hand and keep your hand up. It's important you follow instructions, just like in school. If you have volunteered at any of the following hands-on events held by the SJNO committee over the last 6 years, Rebuilding Together, Project in North Sacramento, Project Restart Bin, Victim Family Suspense Project, and the Belt Free Floor Project. All right, get your hand up. Keep it up here. Don't go over there. Please raise your hand if you brought any item of food from the basket in the nurse. All right. Please raise your hand if you donated to Thanksgiving Project or any special offering that has supported our ministry partners. All right, should be a lot more hands up. All right. If you have done any of these things, you supported the efforts of the SJNO committee, serve those less fortunate, and provide a hand up. Put your hand down. So, SJNO committee is very thankful that the vestry is designated the Easter offering to go toward the committee and allow us to continue the critical ministry of our faith and our mission that is rooted in the covenant of Matthew 25. Look it up if you don't know what it is. And I hope you'll join me in giving generously Easter time for the SJNO committee to continue making this world a little bit better place for everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. So at Christmas and Easter, there are two ways that we collect money and do something special with it. So just briefly, at Easter we have a memorial or Thanksgiving donation. That is always something that is used internally. So that if you look on your yellow sheet, there's an explanation of that. This year, that any money you give to that will be going to Children's Formation. For that, there's a deadline of April 13th. That's next Sunday. And that means that the name that you give us will go into the bulletin. That's one sort of operation. And then on the other hand, we also have what Tim was just talking about, where we collect money that we're going to give away. And that, in this case, the vestry said, instead of us deciding ahead of time where that's going to go, we've had many wonderful organizations we've supported in the past, like DCMH, we've supported organizations helping refugees, all kinds of things, but we're going to just collect all that money and give it to our social justice and outreach committee so they can decide where the greatest need is and either give it away all at once or give it away to various organizations. So that is what that is about, and there's not such an immediate deadline. That's really focused on the services right around Easter Sunday. So I won't read anything else in here, but there's lots more important stuff. I see our ushers are in back. They're waiting for some of you to raise your hands. This time, it's because you're new here and you would like a goodie bag. So if you've not received one of our welcome bags, please raise your hand. I know we have a few new people, mostly on this side, it looks like. We won't embarrass you, make you say anything, but we'd love to give you a bag with some of our welcome goodies. Phew, a lot going on. Okay, we didn't have anyone send in celebrations or milestones for us today, but I'm guessing they're... What? I thought I heard someone. Okay, is there anyone who has a celebration or milestone that... Yes! You have a cousin having a birthday. That's exciting. Pamela? You just had a birthday on Wednesday. Happy birthday. Well, what we do is we say our Oh, one more. Oh, your baptism day. It's so wonderful to remember and celebrate the day you were baptized. That's a great, great habit to have. Okay, so on page 4 of your bulletin, there is a celebrations and milestones prayer, and we say it all together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I've already given the basic instructions for communion, just a reminder that all are welcome to receive communion here at St. Martin's. It is vegan and gluten-free, so it should be okay for everybody. And if you just aren't sure about it, you want to come forward and cross your arms, that indicates that you would like a blessing instead. Or if you have trouble getting up to the altar rail for any reason, let one of the ushers know, and they'll make sure that someone brings communion to you. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and make good your vows to the Most High.
Do you have any brave people wanting to sing in Hawaiian today? You just need this. Just got your words.
The words.
Here you go. A lot of rattles need some shaky. It has to sound spooky.
Hey!
my, ka ik in my, una my, pa.
With you.
Lift
up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. You give us your love even when things go wrong. Jesus knew hurt and pain. Through him, you wipe away our tears and fill us with your peace, and you give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these, we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all, each wonderfully different, to join with the angels and sing your praise.
Holy,
holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We thank you, loving Father, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us Christ's body and blood. On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this to remember me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send us your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. Help us, Father, to love one another as we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered in your loving arms. And now, with Blessed Martin and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ, in the strength of the Spirit, today and forever. Amen. And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy One, you feed us with bread from heaven and the gifts of Mother Earth. In this communion, you have drawn us into your embrace, and you call us to friendship with one another. You have given us the gift of reconciliation. May we who have tasted that gift from you offer ourselves in peace and humility to one another. And may you always walk among us as a friend. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.